Lo!
What cloud or night of sudden and supreme eclipse is on the sons of Opal? At my side the rivers run with a wan and ghostly gleam, through darkness falling as the night that falls from mighty spheres extinguished. Turning now, I see betwixt the desert and the suns the poised wings of all the dragon rout, far flown in black occlusion, thousandfold, through stars and deeps and devastated worlds, upon my trail of terror. Griffins, rocks, and sluggish, dark chimeras, heavy-winged after the raven of dispeopled lands, with harpies and the vulture birds of hell, hot from abominable feasts, and fain to cool their beaks and talons in my blood. All have gathered, and the wingless rear, with rank on rank of foul, colossal worms, like pillars of embattled night and flame, looms on the wide horizon. From the van I hear the shriek of wyverns, loud and shrill as tempests in a broken fane, and a roar of sphinxes like the unrelenting toll of bells from towers infernal. Cloud on cloud they arch the zenith, and a dreadful wind falls from them like the wind before the storm. And in the wind my cloven garment streams and flutters in the face of all the void, even as flows a flapping spirit lost on the pit's undying tempest. Louder grows the thunder of the streams of stone and bronze, redoubled with the roar of torrent wings, inseparably mingled. Scarce I keep my footing in the gulf-ward winds of fear, and mighty thunders beating to the void in sea-like waves incessant, and would flee with them and prove the nadir founded in night where fall the streams of ruin. But when I reach the verge and seek through sun-defeating gloom to measure with my gaze the dread descent, I see a tiny star within the depths, a light that stays me while the wings of doom convene their thickening thousands. For the star increases, taking to its viewless orb with all the speed of horror-changed dreams, the light as of a million, million moons, and floating up through gulfs and glooms, eclipsed, it grows and grows, a huge, white, eyeless face that fills the void and fills the universe and bloats against the limits of the world with lips of flame that open.